This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
Planet Waves Afro Sound and Global Funk Podcast. It's a planet-free deep dive into global sounds. Brought to you by Free FM, 10 p.m. Fridays, and podcast via all good podcasting platforms, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Planet Waves Podcast.
Welcome to Planet Waves Afro Sound Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Gray, and this is the weekly podcast that explores the diverse world of African beat music. Last week we were all about Saharan blues, so if Tanarawin, Terracaft, Imahan, Bombino, any of those great guitar-driven bands from that Saharan region are your thing, look up last week's episode. You can find us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and a bunch of podcasting apps, or at freefm.org.nz, FreeFM, our home station here in Hamilton, New Zealand. But for this episode of Planet Waves, we are back to fuzz-driven, guitar-driven African rock music. Got it underway with a psychedelic rock band called Wells Fargo out of Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Now, they started when guitarist Josie Ndlovu and drummer Eba Chitambo met in 1969. Chitambo had been playing for a band called the Springfields, was invited to play with Ndlovu in a band called the Movers, later the Move. They were inspired somewhat by Jimi Hendrix, and they decided to start a band called Wells Fargo. I picked up the name from an image in a comic book. They were completely unaware that Wells Fargo is in fact a banking company. Wells Fargo's music, initially apolitical, although that changed. They were in segregationist Rhodesia. They had a song actually called Have Gun, Will Travel. It became a pro-democracy anthem, but by the time it was recorded, they'd come under some pressure, so for their own safety, they changed the lyrics from Watch Out Freedom is Coming to Watch Out A Big Storm is Coming, when that was finally released in 1977. Anyway, you can see Wells Fargo up on our Instagram and Facebook page. We had a track called Coming Home. One now from Pax Nicholas and the Netty family. Pax Nicholas is Nicholas Addo Netty. He was a member of Fela Kuti's band Africa 70 as a background singer. He always had his side projects and released two solo albums with a label called Debansi in Nigeria, and an album called Natif Know the Road of Teef in 1973, described as a heavy Afro-funk record, recorded with Africa 70 musicians and singers in Ginger Baker's Lagos studio, where many of Fela Kuti's albums were recorded. As the story goes, Fela Kuti was not amused about this. While, of course, he did a truly astronomical amount for African music, it seems he wasn't into having a competitor recording near him. Heard the album and reportedly said, "Don't you ever, ever play it again," and that's what happened. Great record, but remained undercover more than 30 years. Thanks to re-releases, it's now available. And Pax Nicholas now performs with a band called the Rhythm Taxi. 12 musicians from Africa and Berlin, fronted by Pax Nicholas. You can find them on Facebook. Pax Nicholas and the Nessie family, this is Na 6 Feet.
Coming home.
Planet Waves, digging deep into global funk and Afrobeat.
And the children crying for more education, while the rich gets richer and the poor gets poorer. Things get higher and times get tougher. So you don't try to see so idle. Listen to me. Listen to my advice. They need the population. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. I mean, business before pleasure. There is nothing you can do in this world except some business. Don't try to see some idol, listen to me. Don't try to be a drummer, listen to my bad brothers and sisters. Try, my dad.
Two tracks out of Nigeria, Pax Nicholas and the Nesi family with Na 6 Feet, followed by George Akeizi and his Augmented Hits. 1972-45 release on Aphrodisia out of Nigeria, track called Business Before Pleasure. Here's one from a band called The Thermometers, released on Aphrodisia as a 45 in 1972. Appears on various compilations including The World Ends, Afro Rock and Psychedelia in 1970s Nigeria. I can recommend that one. Also Africa, Psychedelic Rock Nuggets, 1969 to 1974. The Thermometers, Babaleo. Planet Waves Afro Sound and Global Funk Podcast.
Bye. bravo lingot. Oh, les alli présentation. Donc, musique afro. Nandé, les bichons alli africains. Et bon, il faut mettre la musique afrique. Oh, les bichons alli bana africa. Yangwana, ça y est, bino. Première présentation. Il y a l'orchestre afro zaï. Il y a afro musique.
Il y a solo. C'est la vérité.
Solo, Yuda moto mobaya, Yuda moto mobaya oh. Mimi ni Mwafrika, Mwafrika ya Afrika. Mimi ni Mugudu, Mugudu ya Zaire. Mimi apana penda Yuda, Yuda moto mobaya, Yuda moto mobaya oh. Yuda moto mobaya, Yuda moto mobaya oh. Yuda moto mobaya, Yuda moto mobaya oh.
Afro Sound Podcast. Three tracks. Firstly, out of Nigeria, the Thermometers with Babaleo, followed by Lekonon, Andre and Les Volcans. 1976 7-inch EP from Orchestra Les Volcans with Lekonon A. Isidore. Les Volcans, actually National Police Orchestra of the Republic of Benin, founded 1962 as Orchestra de la Gendarmerie Nationale de la Republique du Dahomey. This band was resuscitated in some way in 1972. Then 1973, a lot more young people involved in the band, and a special investment was allowed to equip the orchestra with ultra-modern and electronic instruments of very high quality. Well, thanks for that. Lekonon Andre with Les Volcans, a track called Mi Kiple Dogbekpo out of Benin, and then Dakin Dakino from Zaire, now the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And this one, I found some information written by The Guardian newspaper talking about a charity LP called Sound Effects Africa. It says, many of the best original tracks are from the 70s, when West African music was still largely ignored in the West, and they range from the pounding and jazzy Psychedelic Woman by Ghana's Honey and the Bees, through to a stirring, if politically dodgy, Afrobeat workout in praise of Mobutu by the Zairean Congolese Dakin Dakino. So there you go. Dakin Dakino. The track is called Yuda. You can see this guy up on our Instagram and Facebook. Go there. Planet Waves Afro Sound Podcast. Give us a like and a follow. David Wakiuma and Rapture Voices. This is something that was re-released on Afro 7 Records out of Finland in 2018. Original release, not sure, but it was released several times on a label called Holy Ghost. Afro 7 described it as a reissue of a tough gospel double cider from Nairobi, 1976. There we go, 1976. Devil Go is the track, a great R&B shaker. Let's check it out. David Wakiuma and Rapture Voices, Devil Go.
Hallelujah, I'm singing now. Oh, my buddies know they go. I'm gonna sing loud, shout and yell, for I know Jesus set me free. If you wanna come along and lead, take a heart with me. So devil go, I wanna you no more. Jesus is my Lord. So devil go, he's gonna wash my robes and go to New Jerusalem. My Bible tells me that that one day is coming in the clouds. You take us children up to heaven, and there we shall weep no more. So devil, shame on you again, and deep in the pit you go. So devil, go.
So devil, go.
Afro Sound and Global Funk Podcast.
Yeah, tu vas via chez Nga.
Tu vas via chez Nga. Nga, voilà.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, he was a man of peace. Jesus Christ, he was a man of peace. He was crucified. He was buried. Jesus Christ, he was a man of peace. Jesus Christ, he was a man of
Christ, he was a man of peace. Jesus Christ. He was a man of peace.
Planet Waves Afro Sound and Global Funk Podcast. It's a planet-free deep dive into global sounds.
Afro Sound Podcast. David Wakiuma and Rapture Voices. You can see them on Instagram and Facebook. Devil Go, top of that set. Then the Ngozi Family, one of the most prolific bands out of Zambia, fronted by Paul Ngozi, track called Jesus Christ. And finally in the set, I Had a Dream from the Five Revolutions. They're a Zamrock band of 1976 LP, I'm a Free Man, that track, I Had a Dream. Here's one out of Cape Verde. The guy's name is Pedrinho Zale. He was in a band called Africa Star, goes simply by the name Pedrinho. This track, Odio Sem Valor, described as nothing if not cosmic, drawing a lot from local Cape Verdean styles, but incredibly innovative. It's a song of two halves, slower first half, and an urgent, spacey second half, almost trancey in style. See what you think. Pedrinho with Odio Sem Valor.
Yeah.
Worldwide's Afro Sound and Global Funk Podcast.
Tracks Pedrinho, who you can see on our Instagram and Facebook, from Cape Verde, a track called Odio Sem Valor, which I picked up from a compilation called Space Echo, the Cosmic Sound of Cape Verde on Analog Africa. Cool comp. Then Super Mambo 69, they had a 1972 LP called Super Mambo Jazz on RCA Victor. We had a track called Sweeper Soul, A-side of a 45 released in Kenya, 1972 on AIT Records. Sweeper Soul, the A-side, Hot Pant, the B-side, from Super Mambo 69. Well, bubbling away beneath these voice breaks this week, a band out of Ithaca, New York, whose stated aim is to create music that stimulates both body and mind. They're called Big Mean Sound Machine. Bring together the musical languages of West Africa, Latin America, the Caribbean, and North America, appealing to fans of traditional funk and avant-garde jazz. Big Mean Sound Machine, the track called Wolf Pack. Heading on out for this episode with one of my favorites, the Psychedelic Aliens from Ghana, fusing funky R&B with rock guitar music, active just from 69 to 71, just a handful of tracks recorded, well worth checking out. The Psychedelic Aliens. This is Ho Mo Wo, and that was Planet Waves Afro Sound Podcast for another week.
I'm a woman, Malgré content, malgré chier.
Sound and Global Funk Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.